The Gemara Masechta Nedarim, Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph, discusses that our Mishnah on Daf Yudalot Amud Beis teaches us Koinim Sheni Yashin. Somebody makes a neder that he's not going to sleep. The Mishnah says that neder is effective. He could be over Bal Yachel. And the Gemara attempts to understand what exactly is the case that the Mishnah is referring to. Because the Gemara says, if we're going to learn the Mishnah, Poshep Shat, that the Mishnah is saying that if somebody makes a nether that he's not going to sleep, that nether is an effective nether, the question is, why indeed would it be an effective nether? The halacha is that if somebody makes a shvua that he won't sleep, the halacha is that it's considered a shvua shav, and he gets malchus. And he goes to sleep. Here too, he's making a nether about something which is impossible. And therefore the nether should not be considered a valid nether. So the Gemara answered that the first tariff the Gemara suggested was that the nether was made with a tanai. That he made a tanai, if I sleep today, I may not sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. A nether with a tanai, and as we also understand, we learn from here that a nether, or one is over a nether retroactively. Ravina gave a different explanation. Ravina says that the nether in the Mishnah is to be understood as is Poshep Shat, that the person indeed made a nether that he will not sleep. We just explained that a nether that one makes that he may not sleep is not an effective nether. So how can we say that that is what the nether that the Mishnah is referring to? Answers Ravina that we're referring to the nether will only be effective midrabbanan. And when the Mishnah says that one is over, he's indeed over only midrabbanan. And in fact, the Ran says, now we could understand why our Mishnah used the words Hareze Belo Yachel Dvorai. Throughout our Masechta, when the Mishnah wants to teach us that the nether is an effective nether, and what he said he's going to do, what he made a nether not to do, he indeed may not do. The Mishnah usually uses the word Aser. Why over here does the Mishnah not use the word Aser? The answer is because it's not Aser, Aser Midaraisa, it's only Balyachel Midrabonim. Ask the Gemara, Mi Ika Balyachel Midrabonim, is there such a concept of Balyachel Midrabonim? Answers the Gemara in, yes, there is. For Tanya, and the Gemara brings a Raya. We learn in a Braisa, Dvarim Hamutorim. Something which is really permitted al pidin, but others are machmer on themselves. One is not allowed to tell them that what they're not doing, what they think they may not do, is mutter. Shnema layachel dvorei. And there's a machloikus in the mefarshim how to learn pshat in this gemara. The Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, this is the Pshat that most Rishonim actually follow, is that the Gemara is teaching us that here too, in a situation of Dvarim HaMutarim V'Acherim Nogim Iser, it's really not an effective nether, even Midoraisa. It's only effective Midrabanan. So the Gemara is bringing a Raya that we see that there is indeed a concept of a nether of a Bal Yachel Derabonim. There are others that explain that Dvarim HaMutarim V'Acherim Nogu Ba'Isser is a whole new category of nether. It's not even a nether Derabonim. There's a new concept. Dvarim HaMutarim V'Acherim Nogu Ba'Isser. And what the Gemara means to say here is that just like we find that this new concept of Dvarim HaMutarim V'Acherim Nogu Ba'Isser, when somebody accepted upon himself that he's not going to sleep, He's no worse than the individual who is in the category of Dvarim HaMutarim V'Acherim Nahagu Ba'Issur. And Rav Shmuel Razovsky says, what's the nafkamina between these two pshatim? Because it's quite clear that both of these pshatim agree that this is not a neder d'oraisa. It's either a neder d'rabbanon or it's a new category. What is the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, could somebody make such a neder that will affect another individual? If we're going to say, says Rav Shmuel Razovsky, that it's bal yachal d'rabbanon, so just like by neder d'oraisa, actually, Al Gemara on the bottom of this Amid on Daf Tes Vav Amid Aleph teaches us that one can make a neder that will affect another individual. And according to the opinion of the Ran, not only can you make a neder that will affect another individual, if that individual will violate that neder, that individual will get Malkus. The Rambam disagrees. That's the opinion. That would be the case if somebody was made such a neder, advarim amutar b'cherem nogu b'eser, that it should affect another individual. It would be effective, albeit midrabanan. Whereas if we say that advarim amutar b'cherem nogu b'eser is a whole new category in halacha, so it doesn't have all of the dinim of nedarim. And only by nedarim, whether the nedarim d'oraisa or nedarim d'rabanan, do we say this, not by this new category of Dvarim HaMutarim V'Acherim Nahagu Ba'Issur. And this halacha, a very important halacha, of Dvarim HaMutarim V'Acherim Nahagu Ba'Issur, is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei Siman Reish Yudalad Sif Aleph. And we'll learn the words of the Shulchan Aruch inside these halachas that are not that typically learned. Dvarim HaMutarim V'Yiduim Behem Shem Mutarim. So Shulchan Aruch says if something is mutter, and it's known to be mutter, because what the Shulchan Aruch is referring to is that the Rishonim say that when is there a halacha that we're learning, Dvarim HaMutarim V'Acherim Nahagu Ba'Issur, it's only in a case where the person wasn't misled. But if the person is misled, and then the halacha is or under a misunderstanding, then the halacha is very different. So again, Dvarim HaMutarim V'Yoydim Behem, Shem Mutarim, something which is V'Yoydim Behem Shem Mutarim, and people know that it's Mutar. But somebody Nog Ben Issur, somebody was Machmer, have a kilu Kibam Leim B'Neder, it's considered like a Neder V'Oslatir Behem, and one may not be lenient. Hilkach, and the Shulchan Aruch gives us examples. Mish Ragal Asanas Tanis Shulfnei Rosh Hashanah. Somebody has a minig that he fasts before Rosh Hashanah, or he fasts during the Surah Shemay Tshuva. He has a minig not to eat wine, to eat meat or drink wine from Shchodesh Av, because according to the Shulchan Aruch, the minig of not eating meat and drinking wine is only Shvur Shechabay Tisha B'Av, is only on the week that Tisha B'Av is falls. Or if somebody has a minig, they stop eating meat from Shavuos B'Tamuz. V'rotza lachmas boy, and he wants to revert that minig, machmashen bari, he's no longer healthy, and he needs to eat meat, tzorach gimel shiatir aloi. He needs to be mat and nether in front of a bezdin. When, says the Shulchan Aruch, in b'shor she'eschol ninig, when he started having this custom, that was his minig always. And then he followed his minig even once. Tzorich hatorah. He has to have hatorah snadorim. V'yifta b'charota. What should he do? He should say to the bezda that he regrets. Shemischarid shenoa kein l'shem neder. He regrets having made such a neder. And therefore suggests the Shulchan Aruch. Lefika charoitz alina b'ktsas tvarim hamutarim. Somebody wants to accept upon himself a minig to be machmer in something which is really permissible. L'siyog uprishis, because he wants to be careful. Yoyim b'tchilas Hanagosai. The smart thing to do is that before he starts acting this way, he should say, She'ena makabalov kain b'neder. He should say that he's not accepting this as a neder. The kain yomer, furthermore, should say, She'en b'datoi linekain el b'pamahu. It is his intention only to act this way now, or b'mayim shiyutzo, whenever he wants to, v'loi loilim, but not always. Avol, says the Shulchan Aruch, Hanohagim isvid varma matar machm shoyim she'esurim. Somebody thinks something is asur, and that's why he's machmer. And then he discovers that it's not asur. Then says the Shulchan Aruch, loy havikil kibla b'neder. Then it's not considered as if it's a neder. However, quotes the Shulchan Aruch, v'yesh mi shoymer, shim ta, if somebody made an error, v'nag issa b'dover ha-mutter, and he was machmer on something which is really mutter, nishol, even in such a case, he should have hataras nadarim, materin lai b'shloish kein hataras nadarim. Vim yoy dea shumutter. But if somebody knows that this is really permitted, v'nag by iser, ein materin lai afil kein hataras nadarim, dav kein kibbal av atma kisuin, she'en iser hatar shein lai iser ha'etel lo'ilam. So the Shulchan Aruch brings three opinions. The first opinion is that if somebody misunderstood and he thought something is really mut osur, and that's why he was machmer, and then he discovers that it's mutter, so his hanhaga, his nether, is meaningless. The second opinion is that it makes no difference. Whether he knew, whether he had a misunderstanding or didn't have a misunderstanding, it is considered as if he made a nether and he needs a taras nadarim. The third opinion is very machmer, and that is that when somebody accepts upon himself a chumra, it becomes a nether that can't have a taras nadarim. But the Ramah concludes v'minikas v'arishayna. Our minik is like the first minik, that only if somebody accepted upon himself a minik with full knowledge of what he was accepting upon himself, then and only then is it considered a valid nether. Otherwise, it's not considered a valid nether. Why are they so machmer? Because if people will become lenient, and we will allow people to be lenient in these situations, then people may be lenient even by real asurim. So therefore, this opinion is very machmer. The Sfas Emes here says that sometimes in halacha there's a concept of a machmer tavla bracha, that you don't have to be machmer, but if you're machmer, tava v'la bracha. And the question is, if somebody acted in that way, he was machmer in such, according to this statement, does that act, does that custom now be considered as if he made a neder? So the Sfas Emes is mekel, and he says that one can rely on the kol nidrei that he says on Yom Kippur by night, that he doesn't intend to make this into a nether. And if it is a nether, Kol Nidre is revoking it. It's interesting to point out, the Sfas Emes is relying on Kol Nidre. Otherwise, he wouldn't be so makel. But why does he even rely on the Kol Nidre? Because when somebody was aware that what he's doing is only because hamach matavel of bracha, so this person recognizes that what he's doing is only because it's a chumrah, and therefore, where does Al Gemara say you have to be machmer? Let's read the words of Al Gemara: Dvarim hamutarim v'achirim nogu ba'iser. Only in a case where it's accepted as an iser. Here, the person did not accept it as an iser, and therefore it's only a chumrah, and the halacha of al gemara doesn't apply. But the question is, let's say somebody did accept something, not just as a chumrah, but he accepted it actually as an isser. What makes it be considered an act? So the Paiskim say, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say this, that if he did this even only once, but it was his intention to continue doing this, that is already considered a Kabbalah's minig, and he can no longer retract. So that's in a case where he knowingly accepted upon himself. What about a situation where he didn't knowingly accept it upon himself, but he just acted this way? So most Paiskim are of the opinion that if somebody did something three times, that is already in the category of ruggle. He's in the category of a ruggle, that the Shulchan Aruch says, that we read the words of the Shulchan Aruch, that if somebody is ruggle, if somebody becomes accustomed to doing something, even once you've done it three times, you fall into the category. Once you do it three times, you fall into the category. Let's read the words of Shulchan Aruch again. Halkach misha ragel. If you do it three times, you fall into the category of ragel. And even though nowhere does it say explicitly that ragel means three times, the minhag ha'olam is that it's three times. And one of the sources for this minhag is what we say in the nusach of Ataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. We say there, a minhag shenizhakti shalosh pamim. So we see that shalosh pamim v'lo yisnesi shehei b'li neder. So we see that shalosh pamim is considered ragel. And that's the opinion of Shulchan Aruch Rav, of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, of the Kav HaChayim, Prima Godin, most Chasam Sofer, most Paiskim are of the opinion that if you did something three times, it's considered a neder. However, there are Paiskim that are of the opinion that it doesn't, unless there was an intention to continue acting this way indefinitely, the fact that you did it one time or two times or three times is immaterial. The halacha is, it depends on your intention. The Paiskim, however, say, let's say somebody was thinking about accepting upon himself a chumrah, an iser, but he never actually did it. That is not considered as if it's a nether. There is one exception to this rule. We spoke about it previously, and that is by Nidrei Tzedaka, Nidrei Tainus, that in a previous year we already discussed that it could be that under those circumstances, even a machshava alone is considered. Even a machshava alone is considered like a nether. As we discussed at the beginning of the shir, there's a very fundamental question: is dvarim ha'matarim v'cherim nagu by isur, is it to be considered like a? Is it considered a nether deraisa? Is it considered a nether derabanan? Is it considered a whole new category? There are Paiskim that consider it a Neda Daraisa, up to the degree that I saw that that's the opinion of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, based on this, that many Derabbanans, which are clearly only Derabbanan, once they became accepted as the way we in Klal Yisrael act, they become Osir Midaraisa. In other words, he says, the Aloch of Yontov Sheni Shagolius, that we have to keep 2 days Yontov and Chutz Laretz. So clearly, that is only a minig, when it was first established, it was only established as a minig de Rabbonim. But once it became so well established in Klal Yisrael, it falls into the category of Dvon HaMatar Machayim Nogba Isser, and it may be considered like a Daraisa. Or he speaks about Chol of Yisrael, Bishul Yisrael, all of these halachas that are clearly only Midrabbanan, but once they became so firmly established in Klal Yisrael, they fall into the category of Dvar HaMatar Mecherim Nogba Isser and have a din of Daraisa. However, as we said at the beginning of the shir, and that's what it seems to be pshat in our Gemara, Pasha pshat in our Gemara as well, that it's only Osam Midrabbanan. And therefore, if somebody has a suffix, if an act that he does, is it to be considered in the category of Dvar HaMatar Mecherim Nogim Ba'Isser? If we're saying that Dvar HaMatar Mecherim Nogim Ba'Isser is only Osam Midrabbanan, we'll have a klal of Suffolk Drabona Lakula. There is an interesting shita of the Ma'ajdam that says that even if we learn, again, as is Pasha Pshat in our Gemara, of Dvar HaMatarim V'Chayim Nogim Be'Isser is Issa Drabonon, since it's a very strong Issa Drabonon, it's similar to an Issa Daraisa, and even though normally we say Sofik Derabbanan Lekula, here the halacha would be that by Sofik of Dvar HaMatarim V'Chayim Nogim Be'Isser, we would need to be Machmer.